Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Lots of things to do there, including subscribing to my free newsletter, which comes every week on Sunday by email. And you can subscribe right there. You can do all the other things on our site. It's all free thanks to our outstanding sponsor partners, and we appreciate them very much. So check it out when you get a chance. You can also find Bill Hubbard there. William S. Hubbard is our good friend. He's with us right now, and he's all over our website as he's been a member of our Brain Trust since the beginning. He's the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy. He's the author of a number of other publications, including The Medical Privacy Rule. And that's what he's here to talk to us about, is this whole HIPAA thing, this whole medical privacy now security issue. Bill Hubbard, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Always glad to be here. And yes, HIPAA is back.
It keeps rearing its head, doesn't it? It's like the nightmare that won't go away.
That's about it, and I'm sure there's folks that would describe it that way, very literally. Actually,
but you know, Bill, there are people who don't even, when we say HIPAA, when we say medical privacy, there are people out there who are affected by it.
Yes.
But they have no idea what we're talking. In fact, they're reaching right now as we speak for their dial because they're saying this doesn't apply to me, but it does.
It does. Probably. One way or the other. Either you're affected to it as a covered entity under the law, or you're affected by it because it is so far-reaching that literally it does touch every organization. The part that most people are familiar with is you go to the doctor, they give you some forms talking about privacy, you sign this long form, and you turn it back in. And this was the part that took effect a couple of years ago that we talked about in April of 2003.
Yeah.
But now the new element that's coming down the pike, well, it has an effective date of April 2005. And this one deals with security. So the first phase talked about protecting the privacy of information. Mm-hmm. This phase talks about protecting the security of electronic health information.
So the first one, which we started talking to you about, folks, about 2 years ago, you were talking about the medical privacy issue, that the HIPAA law that was impending,
yeah.
that was coming up fully 6 months before it came up,
right?
And then of course we had, that's been a year and a half ago since it was passed, and that is the protection. If I give my employer information about my medical history, my medical treatment, or whatever, they're obligated under this HIPAA law to make sure that other people don't get access to it.
Basically, yeah, you're supposed to protect the employer or the receiver of protected health information. It's to most make sure that it's only used for the purpose for which it's provided, and to take reasonable steps to avoid inappropriate disclosures to other people who do not need to know what that information is about.
And then now, because that information is typically going to be stored and may be transmitted electronically, now there's another layer of a protection that's the medical security issue.
Exactly. This is the part that gives guidelines about how to protect the health information that is in an organization's computers.
Right.
The steps to do to make sure that your computer data is protected, that it's not accessed by others, that it's not inappropriately disclosed, that you have procedures in place in case of power failure or fire or tornado or hurricanes, and then Lord knows we've been having plenty of these kinds of events lately. So having the HIPAA security plan in place really lays out for an organization, here's what we do in case of these kinds of emergencies. Here's how we protect the data that we have that is in our computer from either a natural disaster or from somebody who's trying to penetrate or gain access to it without authorization.
Why would somebody want to do that, Bill? I'm sure there are a lot of people who are thinking, you know, I don't care if people know I had an infection, you know, or that I had some kind of surgery. I know everybody wants their privacy, but I guess what I'm getting at is there's so much this is an awful lot of rules and regulations for something that I think the average person doesn't get that upset about.
Well, I think they wouldn't get upset about it until their information is disclosed inappropriately.
All right, and what would that be like? What would be an example?
One example that was given with the preface to the regulations was a healthcare organization that had upgraded its computers, sold off the old ones, put in the new ones, and it turned out that the old computers still had personal data in them. So there was lacking there a procedure for cleaning and sanitizing those old computers and the old media that was used. So there's an example of the type of issue that is covered under this phase of
the
regulation.
Security.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thought that I really think is good to consider, every organization that has data in a computer, you want to protect that data. You don't want it disclosed to your competitors. You don't want certain parts of it disclosed to other employees. You have certain things that you're going to do with that, and you want to protect your information in your computer from viruses or from other kinds of things that might damage it or harm it. And actually what this HIPAA security regulation does is it provides an information systems guideline to protect the data in your computer system. So if we take the words HIPAA off of this and we just say, here's some good guidelines to protect the data in your computer system, literally every organization could benefit from following some of the guidelines in the HIPAA regulation.
Well, and in fact, we've done quite a bit of this on the show before. We've talked about sanitizing computers because we've all got graveyards.
Sure.
We've all got a computer graveyard back there where we have information that hasn't been cleared off, and other security measures. I encourage people to have firewalls, to have mechanical and software firewalls to protect people themselves from people hacking into their computers for whatever reason. And so you make a good point, you don't want to protect all of this information, not just the medical information.
Exactly. And then if I can try to convey one thought, and this is the one banner I guess I'm trying to present, is to look beyond just the HIPAA requirement for healthcare. And every organization that has data on a computer, you can benefit from the ideas and the directions provided in this regulation. So even if you're not subject to it, you can still pick up some HIPAA material and use that as a blueprint.
Follow those guidelines. That's a good idea, Bill. You always have good ideas. Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back with me in just a few minutes. I want to ask him to give us the definition of what a covered entity is. It might be
you can get up to 10% back in rewards on qualified purchases, exclusive member savings, and promotions and more just by shopping at Office Depot. As a member, you'll get up to $200 back a year in rewards simply by using your member number whenever and wherever you shop. Not a member yet? Don't worry. It's easy to get more information on Advantage and sign up at any Office Depot store or go online at officedepot.com or call 1-800-GO-DEPOT. That's 1-800-463-3768 to get started. Once again, Office Depot shows that customers matter most. Get the Office Depot Advantage today.
Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Bill Hubbard, William Hubbard, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and many other books, including The Medical Privacy Rule. And Bill, now you have the Medical Privacy Rule is available hard copy and CD, right?
Yes.
And there's a new CD out now for the security?
A brand new CD now that deals with this security issue called the HIPAA Security Rule.
All right.
A guide for employers and healthcare providers.
And tell us where those are available.
At medicalprivacy.info.
Okay.
All one word, medicalprivacy.info is my website that has information on all about HIPAA, who it affects, who the covered entities are, which we'll talk about in a moment, and then the publications that I have. And we also have up there web-based training for HIPAA as well.
All right.
So there's a variety of features that are there that can help any organization really comply with the HIPAA issue.
Okay. And then of course, your main website is Hubbert's with two B's and two T's .com.
Hubbert.com, and, of course, there's links there to the medical privacy
right.
one.
So. All right. So, folks, check that out. And I like your idea about even if you're not sure if you're covered by the medical security rule, that this new CD will give you a good track to run on just for best security practices, period.
Just give it to your IT person. Tell them, what do we have in the way of security? What do we need in the way of security? Here's a book that lists all of the policies and procedures and guidelines that tells you what to do.
I'm laughing for some of my audience, Bill, because that means when they give it to their security person, that means they pick it up with their right hand and hand it to their left hand.
Okay.
Okay, what's a covered entity?
A covered entity is a healthcare provider, which could be like a doctor's office, a clinic, a hospital, a dentist's office, a retirement home that offers medical services. So organizations that provide healthcare services or products are healthcare providers. Mm-hmm. Health plans is another covered entity, and the most common example of that would be some sort of insurance company, which pays for healthcare services. Employers that are self-insured may, in fact, fit the definition of a health plan, because they may be receiving health information and they may be paying information or paying claims on that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're involved in that activity, then by definition, your firm may be a covered entity as well.
But
the third category is a healthcare clearinghouse, and these are organizations that basically are involved with the computer transmission of all of this information back and forth.
Well, the thing about this, Bill, even though probably most – it sounds like most small businesses would not be a covered entity. Would you agree with that?
Well, you're probably not a covered entity, but you're probably going to be affected.
Yes.
By all of this, and two ways that you're going to be affected.
But we're also going to be we will almost surely be working with those people.
Yeah.
We'll be connected to them somehow because we're all receiving health care of some kind.
You're receiving health care, so the fact that you have a health care plan for your employees, if you want to get detailed health information from your health plan, they're going to say you need to set up these privacy regulations, you need to set up these security regulations and policies.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, by their definition of providing information to you, you've got to follow the guidelines that are in HIPAA as well.
Bill, not that it matters, because it's not that we can do anything about it, but has HIPAA become more trouble than the value it provides? Now that we're 18 months down the road, what's your opinion of HIPAA?
Well, there is still a lot of misunderstanding out there, and I was just talking with somebody yesterday where the information that they were discussing about, a doctor told them, well, I can't give you this information because of HIPAA. And I'm thinking, well, as he described it to me, no, actually, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, I have a good understanding of what the regulation
right.
requires. It does produce a lot of detail, but anytime you're dealing with privacy issues, there is a real tug of war between what should we allow, what should we protect, and how do we balance the two issues. And HIPAA attempts to do that. Government, by its involvement, obviously, does tend to get into a lot of detail and create a lot of paperwork and forms and that type of thing. And I'm sure that's the main concern that most people have is, gee, I need to hire somebody extra just to handle the HIPAA stuff.
Well, Bill, you and I and some other of my expert members of the Brain Trust were saying 5 and 6 years ago that the big tension, the big struggle in the 21st century was going to be about security and privacy.
Yeah. And it's
long before you and I even knew what HIPAA was.
That's true, and it's going to be here. The issue is still going to be here, and the issue needs to be resolved. And whether we like HIPAA or not, its rules and its guidelines do provide a framework or a blueprint for dealing with a lot of these issues.
And not only that, but it's the kind of thing that we're going to have to live with in other areas of our life.
Yes.
And so, if nothing else, this could be a good training ground for some of the other issues we're going to have to deal with in years to come.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. So I always try to find a useful element of it, and okay, yeah, we got to comply with it, but let's see if we can look beyond it to have a good application for it.
Give us your websites, both websites again, please.
Okay, Hubbert.com, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T, and medicalprivacy.info.
Medicalprivacy.info. Check those out today, folks. Bill Hubbert, he's the best. Bill, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Always glad to be here.
We'll see you next time. Bill Hubbert, ladies and gentlemen, couldn't do without him. 29 After, we'll be right back with Mr. Andrew Sherman. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.